bringing information to our listeners that normally wouldn't be heard on the corporate mainstream media. So, well, that's all the time we have. And thanks again to all our callers for calling in this evening. And if you would like to comment on this evening's show, you can go to the comment line at 303-447-9911. And thank you again. Thanks for tuning in this evening to Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and stay tuned for the Cabaret program. The time is coming up on 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret.
You're listening to the Cabaret Music Hour. We're here with Sherry Ann, a.k.a. Sister Speak.
Take these ribbons off your eyes, 'cause we know truth, we know lies, we all know, we know lonely. On that long road to Austin, had a dream and thought I lost it. I came home, found you there. See that smile across my face, ear to ear until I break, but you don't know. North of here, the cattle graze across the fields, but do we know where the brothers stir? Fenced in dirt and bred to feed all the masses, all the greed. We'll tell the children. 60,000 chemicals fill our cups and fill our lungs. We'll cure. State to state, across the rivers, stain the lakes. In the north, coming strong. Oh, it's cold, but I ain't leaving. I'll be strumming till the eve. People calling out on the shorelines. It's the greatest suffering of all. It's a lonely heart without a cause. Who will cure?
Have it. It's a song called Coming Back off the Rise Up for Love album. Let's see what's next here. to do a song called Chicago Dream. Lived out there for about 5 years. Pippin' back, worn at the seams. Cold cup of coffee on the seas. Holding shoes, water in the streets. It's a fine day. City never sleeps in a Chicago gym. It's a damn cool light we're all wearing at the seams, but it's too late to leave. Ooh, ooh, bike path, Wimber on my cheeks, a blind man preaching to the beat. Snowflakes over wheelchairs and pacemakers. Fine day to give. Oh my God, the city never sleeps in a Chicago dream. It's a damn cool night to be begging in the streets, but it's too late. Good old Chicago Dream. That's the first song on the Res It for Love CD. Got myself a little bit of a allergy thing here. I sound like I'm like 15, maybe? Is it?
I mean, I'll give you 16.
16.
I would give you 16, yeah.
I'm staying young.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we can get you driving at least.
Yes, I can drive. I love that. I'm going to do a pretty new song. This is called Made For You. It's pretty much brand new, actually. It took days in the mountains, it took hours in the rain before I see you again. It took miles in the canyons, it took sails in the winds before our ships were dark again. I've got my mind on you, you've got my heart, it is true. I think my soul took days in Chicago, it took years on the road before our hearts would come to know. It took long distant highways in the Colorado snow before our love would come around. I've got my mind on you, you've got my heart, it's true. I think my soul, when the light is young and the moon is bright, let shine over me. When the light is young and the stars have shown, let them shine, 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 you and me. I've got my mind on you, you've got my heart, it's true. I think my soul is made for you. I've got my mind on you, you've got my heart, it's true. I think my soul is made for you. I've got my mind on you, you've got my heart, it's true. I think my soul's made for you. One more time. I've got my mind on you, you've got my heart, it's true. I think my soul's made for you.
I was still ready to clap more.
You could have.
Like, I just want to...
The never-ending song.
It was funny. I was actually clapping with my phone. For all you listeners out there who are wondering why the distinction of the two clapping sounds, I don't actually have a clapping sound app, so I just use my phone. Sherry Ann, a.k.a. Sister Speak, in the studio. That was great. Great new song.
Thank you.
How are you, Sherry Ann? I know you're fighting off the allergies.
Fantastic.
I don't know why we switch into... When we want to switch into accents, I just borrow from George. George has a nice haircut.
He does have a nice haircut. I have that accent, too, sometimes.
You just kind of launch into that accent?
Yeah, what is that accent?
I don't know. It goes Turkish sometimes German. I don't know.
All of a sudden, your voice got raspy.
It starts remotely English or British or whatever part of specifics you want to know about. So, anyway, you guys, you're listening to the Cabaret, KGNU Cabaret Music. Music Hour, which is we were just talking about, has been going for over 20 years. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is the best kind of crazy. But that's everything we've got on KGNU. My name is Braden Hagen. We're in the studio with Sherry Ann. Sherry Ann, you're on a solo tour as Sister Speak.
Yeah.
Solo with an extra U in it.
Yep.
I love the play on words. I love the play on words. So yeah. Is this the first stop in Colorado so far?
This is it right here.
All
KGNU.
Right. You've landed.
Yes.
You've landed, and this is the first stop on the tour, but this is not even the last stop tonight.
No, tonight we're going to be heading to Denver to play a set at Quixote's.
One of the Denver hotspots for, I don't know why they always have good music, but they somehow manage to always have good music every night of the week.
They absolutely do. Yeah. It's amazing.
And tonight's no exception.
Ah. I'm excited. The sound system's really good there.
It's a cool sound system, yeah. Do you know which stage you're going to be on?
Front room.
We're going to say it's a good sound system, so nobody says anything out there, okay? I'm staring at the mic as though I'm, like, looking at somebody. So, cool. So, the solo tour, it's a short one.
It's a short one, just a week.
Did you fly out or did you drive out?
Yeah, it's stepped on a plane.
Slept on a plane?
Stepped on a plane and slept on a plane.
Stepped and slept. Was it the red eye? Did you get out? Like, when did you get in?
Just today.
Just today?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Right on. Well, welcome. So, you guys, I've known Sherry Ann for, over a year now?
Yeah, actually, it's been about a year.
So, when we first met, you had just released the record that you're still pretty much touring off of, right? The Rise Up for Love record?
Yes, the Rise Up for Love.
When was that released?
2014, officially in the fall of last year.
Okay.
About a year ago.
Wow, okay.
And I toured a little bit with it before the official release.
And you're normally, when you go on tour, you're usually out. Are you usually out with Lisa, or is that like
Yeah, one different of the... combinations. I tour a lot with my percussionist drummer, Lisa. And we came back from a two-month tour in Canada. And also, I play with different combinations of musicians. Right now, our staples are Toll and Shaw on guitar and harmonies. We just recently started writing together, too, which is exciting. And he's just an awesome guy.
Is he the slide player or what is...
No, that's actually a different guy.
Okay.
And then that's actually Meir. He's from Israel.
Oh, wow.
And he's an incredible slide guitar player. And also just fantastic guitarist overall. He rocks the hollow body Gibson. And then Jacob, he plays bass. He's been playing with Sister Speak for the last couple of years. So, yeah, we had Tolan and Jacob up in Canada this summer. It was super fun. We went on adventures, we hiked and all these really cool stages overall. All the venues had great sound, pretty much built-in crowds. Yeah.
Awesome. So I didn't say this before, but we said that you flew in, but we didn't say where you flew in from. So you're actually a California resident these days.
Yeah, originally Canadian and now residing in San Diego, California.
Well, we can't actually take away your origin.
That's
gonna it's gonna continue to be originally from.
You can probably hear the accent.
it adds to the eclectic nature of Boulder. You're in Boulder now, where we're all sorts of different folks from North America.
Lots of different accents. When I came back from Canada after being there for 2 months, right after I wrote most of the songs on the Rise Up for Love album, every time I said certain words, it would sound really Canadian. And even in my singing, I would say the mountain song, it's a mountain top.
Did you notice it or did somebody else?
Someone else pointed it out, and then I listened to the first demo we had. We had this demo in 2012, when it had mountain song on it, and it's pretty strong on that demo.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, like, you're not going to shake it, nor is there a need to. I mean, especially, you know, vocal shaping, all that. That's actually one thing I was going to ask you about. So you guys, Sister Speak has been described as edgy Americana that isn't afraid to go deep. So given that you're somebody, like, I've heard and enjoyed your music for, like I said, a year now. And I'll probably go into it in a little bit. But you guys, I have a relationship with Sherry Ann's CD. With Rise Up for Love, like the album, like I have, we have stories together. We know each other. I mean, like miles on the road to listening to that record, and really just really remarkable stuff. You guys, you can download it. Are you on iTunes or?
Yeah.
So you can go to iTunes. You can go to SisterSpeakMusic.com.
Yep.
You can check out the brand new video.
Yeah,
I just watched it today.
Video.
It was awesome. The they did a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Which was the least rowdy and the most engaging cover I think I've heard of that song. It's like, I don't know. It didn't have the garaginess to it, but it really had your spirit all over it.
Yeah.
But what I was going to ask you about that Americana statement is, given that it sounds like your music borrows from a lot of stuff, and as a songwriter myself and a musician, I often wonder where that dividing line, you're Canadian and you're writing Americana, right? Where's that dividing line between like what we call Americana or folk or a singer-songwriter, or what do you see like that you incorporate into your music? Like, do you identify with any one of those idioms or do you borrow from it all? Like, what would you say you call your music?
I call it rootsy rock.
Rootsy rock.
In Canada, the term for Americana is more roots.
Okay.
So it's got that kind of like folky element, a little bit bluesy and rootsy, fun guitar stylings. My first bandmate in Sister Speak was very heavily influenced by folk, and she introduced me to a lot of Americana music, and I just loved the guitar and the harmonies. I just fell in love with the sense of melody in that music, and I think I listened to Ryan Adams on repeat for a year straight, and Wilco, which isn't really Americana, but for some reason it ended up on the playlist.
Another fine example of like, it's like, just like the Nirvana to Sister Speak transition, it's like where Wilco was versus like what they came into, like is like a punk background.
Yeah.
And then they did incorporate a lot of the Americana aspects you're pointing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first started, I was more into rock, and that was more my influence as well. Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, the Beatles. And then my brother and I would listen to, like, Slipknot and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, no.
Good old Linkin Park, all those things from, like, the 90s.
And that's all American music?
Yeah, and it was fun, you know. So I love the grit of alternative music. I really do. You know, I've really enjoyed some of the things that have come out of, like, Alt-J, the Arctic Monkeys, things like that. It's a bit of a beat. I'm kind of in love with Ben Howard right now.
Nice. Okay.
Kind of folk. What is that kind of music?
I don't know. Again, it's like, that's what I'm saying is it's like, I could, you know, if I go to book myself, I'll say like indie folk pop. But what does that mean?
Yeah.
It means I like some of the stuff. It means I sound like some, what is, I don't know. I don't know what to call half of the stuff anymore.
The other term I thought of was roots, rock, and soul.
Roots, rock, and soul. That'll do it. Well, let's hear some more roots, rock, and soul. What are we going to hear next?
What do you want to hear? Something gritty or something sweet?
Well, I mean, roots rock makes me want to hear something gritty, so let's go for it.
Let's see. This is going to be... I'm going to do Mirror. It's a song of forgiveness.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. can you hear me? Oh, can you feel me? Just when I was found, lost myself. Just when I was free, and it's a cold, cold water in here. Yes, it's a cold, cold water in here. Can you forgive me? All I see is the hurt. Can you see me staring at the mirror? Trying to hurt me, but I was a young and a foolish girl. Searching for peace, you reached for a part of me you don't deserve. You pushed me far, far away, then you asked me to stay. How low, low, low can we go? Sent me dreams. I was a lonesome fool for your heart. I see you there on the other side. Tears in your eyes. How low, low, low can we go? It's Mirror, Mirror. This next song, you might know this one.
I might. I know all of them so far except the new one.
This is called Goodbye, My Lover. Feels like the movies, all I can do is pray for a ship to sail me home from masts made of steel and iron ore. Set my ship on course, going starboard. Ran to the mountains, flew to the east, sailed the ocean floor. Searching for treasure, searching for gold. All I could find was a rock made of ore, and it told me it's time. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my sweetest romance. All the things we'll never share just drives me crazy. Goodbye, my lover. I'll see you in September, when the leaves are changing colors or May. Ran to the mine, the dark next door. He gave me a potion to cure my heart, and I drank it in. Yes, indeed. Fell to my knees and begged to please don't give up on me now. Sailing on. It's time. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my sweetest romance. All the things we'll never share just drives me crazy. Goodbye, my lover. I'll see you in September, when the leaves are changing colors on me. And will I still long to hold you? And will I still long for your sailed on. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my sweetest romance. All the things we'll never share just drives me crazy. Goodbye, my lover. And here's to all the memories. The winds are changing currents or just goodbye, my lover.
At least as good as I remember.
Ah.
Can I gush about that for a second with the listeners?
Yeah.
So you guys, like I said, the first time I heard Sherry Ann's music was last year. She actually gave me the opportunity to play with her and her touring partner, Lisa Villegas?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's also a fantastic drummer. And I took the CD home, and, you know, I listened to it a lot. I really did, you know, and it was one of those things where everybody's got a CD. Everybody's got a CD, and you got to push it, and you got to plug it. And at some point, you just kind of like, I get it. And, you know, like, this is, there's like two moments in my history of being in Colorado where, like, there is something about, like, when somebody tells me you ought to listen to my band, it's a really important thing that I don't want to miss. The first one was when I was taking guitar lessons with Ryan Jalbert from the Motet, which is, of course, the best band in Colorado. I'm going to say that on KGNU. They're not, like, better than other bands. They're just the best band. And he's like, hey, my band's playing at the Mishawaka this weekend. I'm like, yeah, everybody's got a band, buddy. I didn't know anything about his band. And, of course, I hear it, and it's one of the best bands in Colorado. The second moment was Sherry Ann's like, you should listen to the new record. I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited about it. And I listened to it, and I'm like, well,
dang. So I had it in my car. And then my girlfriend just moved here about a month and a half ago. This is a long story, but I'll shorten it. And we were listening to this CD in the car, right? And we'd been dating long distance for over a year. And at this point, it had only been several months. And we're listening to the CD, and we're listening to Goodbye, My Lover. And I'm dropping her off at the airport so she can fly another, you know, back home, 1,000 miles away, going home. And we're listening to this. It's August, and we're listening to the line, I'll see you in September. And we both lose it. Oh. Like, we're at DIA, and we're in the car, and we're parking, and it was just like, oh, no. Wow. The sister speaks so good, you guys at home. It's so good. Just the songwriting is exquisite. The songwriting is from the heart. And, you know, just what you're saying about Rise Up for Love, like, it really gave us some juice, you know, to stick to. It was like, yeah, well, we got to stick this whole thing out. We got to rise up for love, you know. It was kind of subliminal.
Wow.
So just thanks for that song.
You're
and thanks,
so welcome.
Thanks for that moment.
Wow.
And you guys, you can go, again, sisterspeakmusic.com. You can pick that up. You are listening to Sister Speak, a.k.a. Sherry Ann, a.k.a. Sister Speak. I mean, back and forth. It goes either way. I'm Brandon Hagen. This is the KGNU Music Hour, and I'm done interrupting. I just wanted to share that story, and thank you so much. What do you have for us next?
That's such a beautiful story. I'm so happy. Most of these songs I wrote in a pretty tumultuous time, and they were very healing. So I kind of... Yeah, when I'm going through stuff, I still go through the song a little bit, and it helps me through even things now. So
yeah.
That song was a very hopeful one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do another one. You'd mentioned you like this one as well.
Is it Lady Love?
It just might be.
All right. That's my code name for my girlfriend when we weren't calling each other girlfriend and boyfriend at the time.
It was my Lady Love. Oh, yeah. You can feel free to chant if you want.
I mean, I'll kind of lean back here and see what we can do. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll jump in for that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, it's Lady Love. And if you're listening from anywhere in the world, you can chant in your shower or at your house.
You're in a safe place. We're not recording you.
In your car.
It's only here.
In the elevator. On an airplane before takeoff. All right. Skinny dipping. Any of the above.
Wherever you have your iPhone, your waterproof case. Sure.
This is called Lady Love. It's on the album as well.
D5.
Taking it slowly, I long head down, lay my head down just to see you. Lay my head down, lay my head down.
I think we even got George singing along in the studio.
I think we did.
Awesome. Great tune.
Thank you.
I mean, I have to tell you, you wouldn't be on the road if you didn't have some really good tunes to share with the people.
Oh, I love touring. I think it's in my blood.
Speaking of touring, oh yeah, I was going to talk about that. Tonight, you're at Quixote's.
Yes.
And that starts at?
9 o'clock, a little after 9.
A little slightly after. It just, whatever traffic says is when you get there, right?
Usually it starts around 9:30, but I'll say 9 for parking because it's a short set.
Nice. So 9:30 tonight till?
About 45-minute set.
45-minute set. So you guys, you can go down to Quixote's. That's right down on Cap Hill in Denver. On Thursday, well, we can mention tomorrow, too. Can't we mention tomorrow?
Yeah.
If people are floating around the Boulder Farmers Market, you'll be playing at the Boulder Farmers Market on 13th Street.
I love that kind of thing. I love playing farmers markets probably like every few months. I'll do one in San Diego as well, usually with the duo. I just love being in that environment. It's cool.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, it was great. I hadn't gone down much this summer. It's just been... Every Saturday has just been off limits almost. But finally went down this last week. And it's such a feeling of camaraderie.
Yeah, it's community vibe.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, and everybody is selling greens. Everybody is selling zucchini, it feels like. Right? And I'm one of those people that's not as popular or common in Boulder where I eat things that were once alive. And I know that's not popular.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And so I go up to the one beef guy. And it's just like, he's like a solid dude. Like, the beef guy. Hey, shout out to you, beef guy. Like, I know you probably get looks every single Saturday. I was wondering how that would go. Like, you know, people walking by. Like, I'm open-minded until I walk by your booth, dude. And guess what? So anyway, shout out to anybody at the farmer's market, and including the musicians. So you'll be the musician tomorrow night. Boulder Farmers Market, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
7 o'clock 9:30-ish, 10. Maybe not even that long.
It's way earlier. Sorry, tomorrow it starts at 4. It goes 4 to
8. Oh, it's at 4.
4 to 8 is the market.
It's the market, so you're going to play maybe like 5 to 8?
Yeah, throughout there, like 4:30 to 7:30.
Just go to the farmer's market and hang out. Guys, there's a park. It's fine.
it's so awesome.
Thursday night, October 1st, at the Golden Moon Speak.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool in there. It's awesome.
Sister Speak at the Golden Moon Speak.
I know. Who would have thought?
I mean, gotta take it. 7 to 10 in Golden, on Miner's Alley in Golden.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of repose in Colorado for a few days.
Just a couple, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then Sunday night, playing at my favorite coffee shop in Boulder. Sorry to everybody else whose shop I also say that about. October 4th at the Laughing Goat, 9 p.m. I love the Sunday night songwriter thing.
I love it. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Right on.
I'm looking forward to them all. That's a special jam right there, Laughing Goat. They all are. I'm really excited for the week. And on Friday, Ben Howard's playing at Red Rocks.
Oh, you're going to go with that?
I took the night off.
Yeah, nice. We do have some special music here in Colorado, some special opportunities. This is one of them. You guys, if you're listening, this is the Cabaret Music Hour. This is one of the places that you can count on finding touring musicians, local musicians, whatever it is, they're live. This is in no way rehearsed. I feel unrehearsed generally in life anyway, but like, you know, I go to the bank teller and I'm unrehearsed, but this is one of those places where if you've got music that you want to share with the people, you are the people right now, and you could switch roles. You could be on stage here. On stage. It's a room. I'm not going to lie. It's a room. It's a nice room. We have nice gear. Send us a message through KGNU.org. Speaking of KGNU.org, you can listen to us worldwide, KGNU.org. We're streaming everywhere, anywhere that you can hook up a mobile connection to. And, of course, you can find us on the radio station, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Just a little plug in the middle of the hour for that.
I like it.
So let's continue hearing awesome music from Sister Speak.
Alrighty. Let me play a new one. I'm trying to think which one. This is more of a band song, although it'd be fun to play it.
Do you want me to play the cup?
Yeah, I think it'd be great if you played the cup.
I'll just wait till I find the right place to play the cup. I'll put the cup right back to where it was.
This is called Will It Ever. The cup in at any point now.
Yeah.
There you go. He said, sing me a song and sing it loud. Wear me a dress and let me take it off. And the pose for the moon. He said, bake me a cake and leave it out. Take me away in your Cadillac. And the pose for the moon. By now I wonder how to find the time to ever please you. Are we just too far from love? And will it ever be soon enough? Or will it ever be real enough? Will it ever be enough for you, babe? My mind is a racing across the moon. My God, if you're on the new year, still stuck on you, babe. Yeah. But you want a girl, you don't have to know. Another year in an empty corridor. Are we just too far from love? When the sun goes down and the moon it rains, we'll be there to save ya. When the world goes cold and the days grow older, we'll be there to hold ya. There you have it.
That was fun. Did you get all that, George? Did you get the cup? You guys got that out there? That's the cup. All right. Cool. What's the song called?
That's called Will It Ever.
It's called Will It Ever. Will it ever be appropriate to play a cup on a song? Apparently it is.
Apparently it is.
We've just made the leap.
Ah, that one's fun with the band. A lot of changes.
I got as close as I could get to a band.
That was very nice. Thank you. It really needed that. You know, I think I'm going to start playing a little tambourine.
Yeah, you're going to text Lisa and be like, so, you got any cups? Lisa, might want to bring extra.
Lisa's going to start playing the cup now.
Yeah.
She already plays like 100 different things at once. The percussionist.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes, it's fantastic. Yeah. Well, let's see. What do you feel like hearing? You want to hear another song off the album?
Play us another song. We'll talk a little more in a second. I mean, let's see. What do you want people to know about? So many questions. So here you are. You're on the road. You're solo. It's not you versus the world. It's you and the world.
Absolutely.
Right. So there you are. You were just telling me earlier before off air, before we got on the mic, that you feel like you have these places out here in this country, in the U.S., where it's like you got the homies that you know you can connect with, and Colorado's one of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, guys, you're listening to this on a Colorado music station. If this is something that you're digging on, I say send Sherry Ann an email. Send her get on Facebook, get connected, and say thanks. And maybe there's some venue that Sherry Ann hasn't played yet that we ought to get Sister Speak at the next time you guys come through.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is there anything you want to say? Like, what is like your experience of Colorado? First of all, how did you get Colorado on your radar in the first place? Just having friends here, or?
Yeah, I had some friends out here, and I was like, well, why not make a visit and see what the scene's like? And the first time I ever played here, it was years ago, actually. It was just such a great vibe. Everybody was so receptive and supportive of music in general. And then the second time I came out was with Lisa, my percussionist drummer. And everywhere we played, like, people were just so engaged. And that song, Lady Love, the entire place would just be like roaring the chant.
Yeah.
And people would just be like, you guys gotta join in on the chant. What are you doing? Come on, you know?
And don't eat that pizza.
Yeah.
They're chanting now.
Yeah, it's people. Chanting time. It was crazy. This guy, was that last time or 2 visits ago? He showed up at an open mic. He was an incredible hip-hop artist. And, he had remixed Lady Love.
Like on his own?
Yeah, and he brought it to the open mic and did this incredible rap to Lady Love being the chorus.
That's so... I saw the video. It was at the Meadowlark.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really cool.
It was awesome.
And that was... So you didn't know each other before that?
We just met at the open mic, and then we had him be a guest on a couple songs.
So he'd already done his homework before he came to the show.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So that's been your experience of Colorado and its music scene.
Yeah. It's just been amazing. Yeah, you know, I think that San Diego's been incredible to Sister Speak. Oh, my gosh. We actually just opened for Air Supply on Saturday.
Wow. That's awesome.
A few days ago?
Yeah.
I'm still kind of recovering from that one. It's our third year in a row opening for them. It was sold out. It was incredible. The stage was like a couple thousand people.
Oh, wow.
It was just filled. It was so beautiful outside. It was an outdoor venue. And finally had a chance to actually hang out with the band and the crew this time. I don't think I even slept. I think I went to bed at like 5 a.m. Yeah,
I've heard like whispers of some of the touring days from a while ago. One of my homegirls from working at the Fox and Boulder Theaters, who's not working there as much these days, but she was their lighting designer for a while. Shout out to Robin.
Yeah.
And the powerful women that keep this music industry moving strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out. It's pretty rare that there's a strong force. A female act that really breaks through these days somehow. In the acoustic and rock scene. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, actually. So, like, when you and I met, we played a few songs together on your set, but really it was part of a, like, powerhouse women songwriter night at the Walnut Room in Denver.
Yeah.
And it was Beth Preston, who's fantastic.
And Emma Beck.
My friend, Emma Beck. Yeah. And we played together prior to that for maybe a year and a half or so, and I love her music. And so we got to play some of the songs we used to play. But what I noticed was just like, it was a showcase specifically of women artists. How do you feel about like women artists or women's music or whatever almost being like its own category of music? Like, I feel like it kind of takes away from like, guys, I know we're women and we do music, but like, let's focus on the actual music itself. Do you have anything to say about like, as far as like your take on that? Like, you know what kind of I'm pointing at?
I think that sometimes having female nights is nice because it supports women's empowerment. And there have obviously been a lot of issues in our history and our past where women are shut down and silenced and not given opportunities as men. So in many occasions that's happened. And so I think it is a positive thing. At the same time, I don't think it needs to be all the time. It's like, you know, I think that bands stand as themselves. It doesn't matter the gender.
Yeah.
Like music, if you connect with music, you connect with music. And there are some fantastic artists, men and women, that are coming out, and there's definitely more of an equality forming. So yeah, I don't think it's I think it can be isolating if it's just like, that's the only thing I did. I was like, only female events, all female bands, this, you know.
Right, right.
And it can get tricky. Yeah, you know, there's a fine line there. It's a good question. I think that it's great to bring attention to the strength of female artists, though, because it is something that is actually relatively recent.
Really? I mean, I guess in the history of music, let's just confess it, guys. We've been running the market.
Yeah, and the rock
scene. For just about
scene.
Every industry, really. And, yeah. And I mean, like, music is so beautiful because it's an art form. Art generally borrows in a large... I'm going to make a broad sweep statement here, and some of the new agers are probably going to, like, want to whack their own foreheads. But, like, it's a feminine force. Art is, like, a more feminine force. It's a creative. It's a cultivated. It's not, like, a
nursing.
Trounce thy neighbor kind of masculine force, like, where the wartime strategies and all that stuff come from. But really, it's almost surprising, given that it does have more of a feminine nature of, like, cultivating creation, that women... I guess what I want to say about it is it's like there's bands that like are marketed as chick rock bands.
Yeah.
And I think it's like it so undercuts the quality of what they're actually putting out. It's just like, well, how about we pay attention to is the song good or not?
Yeah.
Is the performance good or not?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what I was pointing to. I'm all about like get the groups together that need to get more power underneath them.
Yeah. It's funny because when you go to different music awards and events, a lot of time it is pretty much all male artists that are receiving a lot of the awards thing. I've noticed that. I'm like, what's going on? But it's not always the case, and it's changing. I think there's just a lot of great music coming out too that's a little more emotional, and that it's okay to be emotional again.
Yeah.
In the music world.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about my opinions. I just want to hear more from you. So let's do that the most straightforward way possible. Let's hear another song.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
We'll probably play one more and then talk just a little bit about the next songs or next shows coming up, and then probably have you just play us out with a song right after that.
All right, just had a sip of Bengal spice tea.
Oh, it smells delicious.
I want to do a shout out to Taylor.
Yeah.
Actually,
the guitar company.
Yeah.
Did they hook you up? Is that like?
This is the most amazing guitar. I'm gonna just say that. 712 CE. My friend gave it to me a few years ago. It changed my life because the pickup system's so consistent on the road.
Oh, cool.
And I don't want to sound like a commercial, but they've been so awesome. Actually, we have an actual partnership, so I just recently formed a partnership with Taylor and got a little shirt.
Nice.
Seriously, I know I sound like I'm not trying to be a commercial, but it's so awesome. The guitar, I don't know what the pickup system, what is about it, but... what it is. I don't know what it is.
I think you just pointed a perfect example of what we were just saying is we get so used to a certain way of like, there's nothing wrong with commercials. There's nothing wrong about talking what you like.
Yeah.
But we've gotten inundated in people doing it wrong and annoying us. That
it like changed my life though. Yeah, I can't even tell you. Because you play like 300 shows. Oh, I mean, sorry, 100 plus shows a year and the venues are all different.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a song about soul connections. This is on the album as well. This is the last song. This is called Say You Will. I'm just getting a flashback of Saturday, playing this for the crowd on Saturday, opening for Air Supply.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want that to be over the day
for
the show. And it's so, so cool. It's just like reverberating into the world. This is called Say You Will. So close, yet so far away. I can feel you everywhere. Memories turn in circles. Taste of you, taste of me in love. If we can't be together, could we still hold each other? Most of all, most of all. Oh, say you will be there, say you will be there for me. Say you will be there, say you will be there. so close yet so fragile. This love just can't be over if we can't be together. Could we still hold forever? Placing me, placing you in love. Placing me, placing you, placing love. Or say you will be there, or say you will be there for me. Or say you will be there, or say you will be there to hold. Or say it, say it, say it, say it, say you will. Or say it, say it, say it, say it, say you will. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say you will. I don't want to lose you. I can feel it calling at you. Say you will be there, say you will be there to hold. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say you will.
Live in the studio with Sherry Ann, a.k.a. Sister Speak. It's been fantastic to be with you in the studio.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You can see her tonight at Quixote's. You can see her on Thursday in Golden at...
Oh, I put Golden it. Moon Speak.
There it is. And then you can see her...
Sunday.
In the crowd at Ben Howard.
Yes, you can at Red Rock.
She'll be the one with the loudest, wonderful voice singing along. And then on Sunday at the Laughing Goat here in Boulder.
Yeah.
Sherry Ann, thank you.
Thank you,
You want to play one more song and send us on our way?
One more song. All right. I'm going to do a song here. This is called Coming Home.
All right.
I'll rise, rise, rise to the sound of white and silence. Heaven meets between us in the sun. I'll be coming home where the sun sets early and the air is colder, but my heart is warm. And it seems so easy, this warmer weather, somehow tethered here and late. And I'll rise, rise, rise to the silence in your eyes. Nothing comes between us but our love. I'll be coming home where the sun sets early and the air is colder, but my heart. Oh, it would be alright. It's time and I hanging out for a while. Oh, it would be just fine. All things come and go. Sometimes the winding road takes days and days and days and days. Days and days and days and days. Days and days and days and days and days. trash to the sound of waiting silence. Nothing comes between us but our love.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Moab Folk Festival with support from the Utah Office of Tourism. The 13th annual Moab Folk Festival will take place on November 6th through the 8th in Moab, Utah, and features Bruce Coburn and many more. Complete lineup, tickets, and lodging package information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado. Also streaming online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Corriente.
Me decidí.